September, and this is our last date before we have a week off, but anyway, that's a week, and we're heading back to the States tomorrow. But it's great to do our last show here in Amsterdam on this particular leg. Where for me, so many things started, like my career. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
from a Peruvian group called Los Incas that a friend sent me, and just listened to it so much. It was an instrumental. It didn't have any words. It just made me so happy. And then I thought, oh, I got to stop this. I got to figure out a way to make this sad. So I got together with Kate and Anna McGarrigle, and we wrote some sort of sad words to it. We modified it a bit. Here's what we ended up with. Thank you. civil rights and then on Watergate, Vietnam, hard times in Babylon, they brown the red phone, pillars got stone knives brought, and she went down one time in Babylon.
She said, "I want your red dirt."
get down. I'd have no excuse to come over here. Okay, well, I don't know what's going to happen, folks, but we will continue until I can't continue anymore. So, I don't know what else to do. Because I do want to try to do some of these new songs for you. That was obviously from the last record, but this is a song that came from spending too much time watching the news and reading too many horrifying accounts of what we seem to do to each other, especially to young girls of this world. So many places like Rwanda and Somalia and Juarez, Mexico, and I could go on and on, unfortunately. Anyway, I was reading a book by Samantha Powers called The Problem from Hell about the United States' strange relationship to genocide. Like, we don't do it, but we don't do anything to stop it. And that's one of the things that inspired the song. I wanted to write it to give voice to all the lost girls.
Lost into Joy is a
Obsession with sad songs. But it's I made a good living on it. I have enjoyed myself immensely singing the sad songs. And this is sort of one of the granddaddies of them all.
Take a lot of pain.
It's a sad song, but it's a because it came out of the news that I got about June Carter Cash impending passing back in May. But ultimately, it's a song about celebration when two people really, really get it right. It's a thing to behold. He was a tall man, reason from the fields out of the country, in a hard land, where the ground was poor and the wood was rotten. But when he saw all those bare tongues were forgotten, and he believed, he believed. She was a strong man, a good sister and a daughter, looking for one man to follow the way that her mama taught her. And when she saw him, she thanked God for what he brought her. She believed, she believed. And this
I'm so
part of the show. Oh, imagine your faith rose blind and true. We raise our glass and sing of you, Evangeline. Song. That's sort of what the song is about.
Thank you.
girl. I have the best band, and this is no exception. Over here on the bass, so great to have him playing with us. He's playing the drums, the bass pedals, the bass, singing low, singing high. Doing every part of this man is working. Tony Thibodeau-Hall. Over here on the drums, you can see that every part of him is working. He's our resident newlywed, and it's just such a joy to play with him and to shop with him. Mr. Brady Blake. Over here, producer, songwriter, guitarist extraordinaire, and a girl singer's best friend, Mr. Buddy Milk. I do want to say that this has been a long tour, and it's a lot of fun to get up here and play, but it's very grueling. We couldn't do it without our crew, who are just so amazing. They were the first ones here, and then the last ones to leave. And everybody's doing double duty, playing djembe and doing the monitors. Mr. Doug, now where are you? Hey, look at him, he's holding the guitar, too. He does everything. We've got our road managers also doing the lights, Jan Elliott back there, making us look good with the lights. And of course you saw him playing bass, he's a bass player, but he's also doing great, fantastic sound for us, Dean Norman back there. Any suggestions you might have about the sound, you can write them on a $100 bill and hand them to him. Yeah, he told me to tell you that. And we were fortunate enough to pick up another member of our family when we were playing over in England, who's been guitar teching and just general all around fantastic person. It's been wonderful to get to know Joe Gorman. So funny. And stage managing is all taking care of the guitars and everything. And the proud owner, he bought a guitar today in Amsterdam. I know he's feeling real happy about it, but. He's the best, Mr. Mapleburn. I want to send this out to somebody who's traveled just about as many miles as we have to see me over Europe, my dear friend Kathy. This is for you.
Oh, remember some.
'cause we're together.
Thank you. Thank you.
been able to do, you know, like every song, every night. There's just not enough time, and I'm not as young as I used to be. But anyway, it's okay. I'm better. I don't believe that, right? Anyway, I love this. This is a song by Steve Earle that I've always loved. He's just my hero. And I know he's pretty popular over here, so. I just saw a buddy has all these DVDs that he's lending me for these kind of 20-hour bus rides. Oh, yeah. But the only place you can be on the bus is like lying down in your bunk. So he has this great DVD of, Highways. And there's Steve. He looks like he's about 15, you know, in there. But if you get a chance to get that, that's pretty interesting. He's got Guy Clark and Susanna Clark and Pam Van Zandt. Anyway, this is Steve Earle's song. Sure, I made you cry. poison. Just toss them. Maybe just two.
Begin.
so wonderful tonight. And I'm sure there are a lot of you out there that have been coming for years, since 1975. We don't forget things like that. We don't forget who our friends are. So you stuck with me no matter what I did, no matter how weird I got. I didn't think it was ever that weird. Anyway, let's go back to the beginning. When I came here, and as Kathy told me, it was, what was it, November what?
75.
Of 75, November what? What was it, Kathy?
What?
November 15th?
13th.
Kathy said I was in Nashville. November 13th, 1975. She knows everything. She's my buddy. Anyway, I'm sure I played this song in November 13th. I don't want to hear a song. I don't want to see playing just a flood. And I know there's life alone. But all you can show me is the prairie and the sky. I don't want to hear. I could see you.